This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد If you knew that you had a very important meeting that was scheduled for yourself, you know that that meeting is a reality. You're conscious of it. You look forward to it. And you make sure you do everything you can to make sure that you make it and that you don't miss it. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, each and every single one of us, we have a meeting that has been scheduled for us, a meeting that is real, a meeting that will happen with certainty. But unfortunately, most of us, we don't look at that meeting, we don't look forward to it, and we're not conscious of it most of the time. And so that meeting is a meeting that some are conscious of, but most people, they don't even think about, and a lot of people even disbelieve in it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning both kinds of people with respect to this meeting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجل الله لآت. Whoever looks forward to the meeting with Allah, then let him know that Allah's appointed term is coming. That's the first group of people, those who look forward to that meeting. The second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطُمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Those who do not anticipate, who do not expect to meet Allah, and instead they are pleased and content with this worldly life, and those who are heedless, negligent, forgetting about our ayat, they are the inhabitants of the hellfire because of what they used to earn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ. They have truly lost. Who has truly lost? Those who disbelieve in the meeting with Allah. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً قَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِيهَا وَهُمْ يَحْمِلُونَ أَوْزَارَهُمْ عَلَى ظُهُورِهِمْ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ. Who are those who have truly lost? Those who disbelieve in the meeting with Allah. Until the hour takes them by surprise. Until the Akhirah comes to them by surprise. Death comes to them when they least expect it. It takes them by surprise. And at that time, what do they say? They say, woe to us. They curse themselves. Woe to us. Because of the fact that we ignored this day. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the difference between these two groups of people, the difference between these two groups of people is as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained. And so he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ahabba liqa' Allahi ahabba Allahu liqa'ah." Whoever looks forward to meeting Allah, whoever wishes to meet Allah, whoever wants to meet Allah, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks forward to meeting him. Allah also wants to meet him. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. And whoever dislikes meeting Allah, and likewise, when she heard Allah, أكراهية الموت فإن كلنا نكره الموت, she said, O Messenger of Allah, do you mean dislike for death? There is none among us except that we dislike death. Who wants to die? No one. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa kadhalik." That's not what I'm talking about. ولكن المؤمن إذا بشر برحمة الله ورضوانه وجنته أحب لقاء الله وأحب الله لقاءه. He said, that's not what I'm talking about, O Aisha, but rather what I'm talking about is the believer. When the believer is given news of the mercy of Allah and the pleasure of Allah and his Jannah, this is at the time of death, then at that time, when he receives this good news, he wants to meet Allah. And as a result, Allah also wants to meet him. وَإِنَّ الْكَافِرَ إِذَا بُشِّرَ بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَسَخَطِهِ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ وَكَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهِ. On the other hand, the kafir, when he is given news, when he is given news of the punishment of Allah that awaits him and the wrath of Allah that awaits him, at that point, he doesn't want to meet Allah, and Allah also does not want to meet him. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, at that time when we are departing from this dunya, each and every single one of us will realize what we either used to believe in or what we used to deny all our lives. At that point, when the reality becomes clear to us, we will either look forward to meeting Allah, or we won't be looking forward for that meeting. And so, on the day of resurrection, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrects each and every single one of us, gathering us on that day, not leaving behind a single soul, وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. We will gather all of them, not leaving behind a single one of them. When we are gathered on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. When we are standing there in that state of horror, waiting, watching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. On that day, Allah will come, and His coming is real, and we believe in it, and the angels will follow suit, lining up in rows. Imagine that scene when you are standing there, and all of mankind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with His angels. At that moment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appears, He will suddenly become veiled from a group of people. Who are they? كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. The disbelievers, the kuffar, Allah says they will be veiled from seeing Allah on that day. And as for the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاضِرَةٌ. On that day, faces will be radiant. Faces will be shining. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاضِرَةٌ. Looking at their Lord. Looking. Watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a delightful sight. And then after that, everyone will be told to proceed to what they used to worship in the dunya. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a long hadith, everyone will be told to go to that which they used to worship in this dunya. The worshippers of the cross will go to the cross. The worshippers of the cow will go to the cow. The worshippers of idols will go to their idols, until only the believers remain, and those who were with them in the dunya, they will remain. And the prophets and the messengers, they will be at their forefront. When they see Allah, they will fall down in sujood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then among the believers, among the Muslims, there will be a group who won't be able to fall down in sujood. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they were those who used to worship out of riya, out of showing off. And so they are the munafiqoon. Those whose hearts were filled with kufr, and they used to ally with the enemies of Islam, pretending to be with the Muslims, worshipping with the Muslims, but only worshipping to show off. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that they will try to go into sujood, but their backs will become stiff and hard, and they won't be able to go down. After that, the judgment will begin. The account and the reckoning will begin. And each and every single one of us will wait our turn. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call each and every single one of us by name to come and stand before Him for that ultimate meeting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma minkum min ahad, ma minkum min ahadin illa sayukallimuhu rabbuhu laysa baynahu wa baynahu turjuman." There is none among you except that his Lord will speak to him directly, without there being an interpreter between you and Allah. فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. He will look to his right and only see his deeds that he has put forward. He will look to his left and only see his deeds that he has put forward. وَيَنْظُرُ مَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then he will look in front of him and he will see nothing except the hellfire. And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a piece of advice. He said, so shield yourselves, protect yourselves from the hellfire, even if it be with half of a date. Meaning that giving in sadaqah is among the means of protecting ourselves from the punishment of the hellfire. Give generously, even if it be something small and insignificant as half of a date. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. Can I please ask the brothers to move forward to make room in the back for the brothers who are standing. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. On that day when we are brought forward to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that ultimate meeting, there will be two kinds of judging. And so not everyone will be dealt with in the same way. With respect to the believers, there will be two kinds of judgment. When you are standing there before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He questions you, the first are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will take it easy on them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَدْنُوا أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِ حَتَّى يَضَعَ كَنَفَهُ عَلَيْهِ فَيَقُولُ عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ فَيَقُولُ عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that one of us will draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day you will come near to Allah and stand before Him. And then Allah will ask you, did you do such and such? And so your response will be yes. Then Allah will ask you, did you do such and such? And you will say yes. فَيُقَرِّرُهُ ثُمَّ يَقُولُ سَتَرْتُ عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَأَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. And then He will make you to confess your sins. And then He will say, I covered you in the dunya. I did not expose your sins. And so on this day, I will forgive you your sins. But then there will be another group. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described them as those who will be questioned and then they will be interrogated. Their reckoning will not be easy. And whoever is interrogated, he is bound to end up in the hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man husiba yawm al-qiyamati 'udhib." Whoever is questioned on the day of judgment, he will be punished. And so Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "How is that possible, Ya Rasulullah? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا." Those who are given their book of records in their right hands, the believers, Allah says, they will be given a light and easy reckoning. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا ذَٰلِكَ الْعَرْضِ. He said, no. That is only the presenting of your deeds. Your deeds being brought forth. And then you being asked, did you do such and such? But then, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَكِمْ مَنْ نُوقِشَ الْحِسَابِ يَحْلَكِ. Whoever is then interrogated, he is asked and then he tries to deny. A debate takes place between him and Allah. Then such a person, he will be punished. And so this is basically the believers. Those who believed in Allah, they worshipped Allah, but they had major sins that they persisted in and they did not repent before they passed away. As for the disbelievers, as for the munafiqoon, then they will not even be looked at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even bother with them. They will be forgotten. They will be ignored. They will not have that opportunity, that privilege to see Allah, nor to talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا ينظر إليهم. Allah will not talk to them on the day of judgment, nor will He look at them. My dear brothers and sisters, whenever we have an important meeting, an important interview, we plan and we prepare for it. We sacrifice everything we have, of our time, of our energy, even of our wealth. But why is it that when it comes to this meeting, that each and every single one of us is bound to attend and will not escape? Why is it that we don't prepare for it? It is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. On that day when Allah resurrects us, it will be said, you were heedless of this day. You lived your life forgetting about this day. not being conscious of it, ignoring it, until it suddenly came. And so that is the reality of most of us. We don't prepare for it because we're not conscious of it. And we ignore it. And we live our lives enjoying the pleasures and the enjoyment of this worldly life. And so how can we prepare for that day and that eventual and ultimate meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First and foremost, let us to constantly remind ourselves of the reality of that meeting. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and know that you will certainly meet Allah, and give glad tidings to the believers. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّن لِقَائِهِ, do not be in any doubt about meeting Allah. Instill this conviction in your heart of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and standing there before Him on that difficult day and being questioned about what you used to do in this life. Secondly, maintain a strong relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout your life. Having this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not with anyone else. And then only doing what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of good deeds. Keeping yourself in line with the obedience of Allah, not straying off, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those who look forward to meeting Him, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. These are the two things you need. Whoever looks forward to the meeting with his Lord, then let him do righteous deeds and let him not associate anyone with Allah in his worship. Do not commit shirk. Rather, worship Allah alone. Have this direct connection and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the tabi'een, and I'll conclude with this, one of the tabi'een, Abu Hazim Salama ibn Dinar, he was asked, how will the meeting with Allah be tomorrow? And so he said, he replied, As for the righteous, then he is like one who traveled to a far distant land and he didn't return. He became forever lost. His family lost hope in ever reuniting with him. But one day he finally suddenly shows up and he meets his family. Imagine the joy and the feeling that he has on that day. On the other hand, the wicked is like the abiq, the slave who runs off from his master. And then he is caught and he is brought before his master. How will his feeling be on that day? And so, my dear brothers and sisters, let us take it seriously. Let us ask ourselves, which of the two people we want to be on that day? مَنْ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Those who want to meet Allah, Allah also wants to meet them. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. And whoever dislikes meeting Allah, then Allah also dislikes meeting him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among his righteous servants. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to meet him in a state in which we are pleased and he is pleased with us. هذا وصلوا وسلموا هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم أكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين إن الله يأمركم بالعدل إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.